Good afternoon. The talk that I present today is about parallel acoustic model adaptation for improving phonotactic language recognition. In general, phonotactic language recognition system, they involve two components. The first one is the phone recognition front end, in which there may be a single phone recognizer or a number of phone recognizers in parallel, in which we use it for the phonotactic information extraction. And the second one is a back-end classifier that uses the extracted phonotactic information to distinguish between target languages. In phonotactic language recognition, the idea of feature diversification is well adopted. The example include using parallel phone recognizer in the front end, and the second is using multiple hypotheses in the phone letters decoding. To reduce the speaker and section induced effect in the speech data, generally it involved in the telephone speech, something like that. ML adaptation and speaker adaptive training, SAT, prior to the phone letters decoding is used, has been proposed previously. So in this piece of our work, we would like to investigate different types of adaptation techniques, and we would quantitatively measure the diversity between two sets of phonotactic features. And finally, we investigate whether parallel acoustic model adaptation can provide further feature diversification. And in particular, we would work on the mean-only MLR adaptation and the variance-only MLR adaptation. Here shows a general structure of a phonotactic language recognition system. They involve two components that I mentioned before, the parallel phone recognizer and also the back-end. In the back-end, we can use a vector space modeling or an n-gram modeling. In our paper, in our experiment, we used a VSM model, the vector space modeling. I'm sorry, the equation, there's some problem on it. I don't know. there is a lot value score from the different VSM model, and then we would like to combine them together in the score level. And the F, in fact, there is a F here, and the F represent different phone recognizer, and we combine the score. And of course, we have five F phone recognizer, so we combine the F score. And in our work, we would introduce more feature diversification using different model adaptation. You can see that there are F phone recognizer. And for each phone recognizer, we have two different model adaptation. So for there are F phone recognizer, and when we use A equals to 2, and then there are two F score from the VSM model. And in our experiment, we will try to set the F equal to 1. That means we use a single phone recognizer in our experiment. But recently, we further do the experiment. We found that using the parallel model adaptation can still get improved when we use a parallel phone recognizer. To reduce the speaker and the session induced variation, we use the MLR or CMLR adaptation in the phone letters decoding. The transformation can be formulated by these two equations. Here, A, B, and H is the transform to be computed, and the mu and the sigma is the Gaussian mean and covariant parameters. Here, so the different types of adaptation technique we test. By the way, we also test the iterative CMR adaptation and also adaptation with multiple regression classes. But we found that low office improvement can be found, so we didn't report the results in details in our papers, in our paper. For the acoustic model adaptation, two-pass decoding is involved. And the process is, first of all, we generate a single best Funk sequence, and then we estimate the transform A, B, and or H. And then based on the transformed acoustic model, we generate the Funk lattice. Apart from the acoustic model adaptation in the test data, we can apply the speaker adaptive training in the training data of the phone recognizer, and in which the feature level MRL transform is applied to each training utterance in the phone recognizer. And during we test our experiment, three types of adaptation technique we have tested. In the VSM vector space model backend, the phone lattice is converted to expected n-gram count. And in our experiment, we use the n-gram order of 3. And then it is converted to a high-dimensional phonotactic features that contains a unigram, bigram, and trigram phone statistics. And the size of this high-dimensional phonotactic feature, the dimension S, is determined by the n-gram order N and also the phone set size P. After we generate the high-dimension phonotactic feature, we put it into the SVM training for the VSM classifier. Moreover, we also define the diversity between two phonotactic features using the Euclidean distance between the feature CA and CB based on their non-zero n-gram statistics. And the term used, means the set of n-gram statistics, which is non-zero in both CA and CB. And NU is the size of the set U. Our system has been evaluated using the 30-second trial in 2007 NIST language recognition evaluation, in which 14 target languages are involved. In the detection task, the system determined whether the target language is spoken in the speech trial. And average ego error rate, which is calculated from the EER of each target language group, is reported. We use this average EER is to ensure that each target language has an equal contribution to the measure. As I mentioned before, a single phone recognizer is used in our front end. 39 dimension MFCC feature, standard free state left to right HMM, 32 Gaussian component per state is used in our acoustic model. For the training data, 15 hours of switchboard one cellular English data is used to train the phone recognizer. And a monophone loop grammar is used in the decoding. For the training data of the target languages, we use the CoreFriend, Usu, Cobra, and also the training data set of NIST LRE 2007 training data. In the first experiment, we compare different adaptation techniques and with different folk model. That means the SI speaker independent and SAT folk model. First of all, we found that all adaptation techniques provide improvement. You can see that system A1, we didn't do any adaptation technique. And for the others, we use some different kind of adaptation technique and maybe using an SAT model. And for SI phone model, CML adaptation and mean only MLR adaptation perform the best. And also you can find that a further improvement can be obtained when we use a SAT phone model. Secondly, we test whether two phonotactic system with different types of adapted model provide complementary information to each other, and whether the corresponding system fusion could provide a further system improvement. By considering, previously we saw the table, there's 8 phonotactic system. We can combine them, can generate 28 possible two system fusion. And then we plot their corresponding average feature diversity and also their ER in the filter system. And you can find that you can observe that system using mean only adaptation and variant adaptation, I mark it here, both of them, they can provide relative higher diversity. And also, you can see the trend of overall 28 possible combinations. You can see that when you obtain higher feature diversity, and then you can obtain lower ER. In the last experiment, we fused the system using mean only and variant only adaptation. That means system A3 plus A3 and A4 and B2 and B3. You can see the result individually here, and then the fusion result here. And we observe that the fusion of the system with can provide office improvement. For example, when SI model is used and A3 and A4 is fused, it can outperform to the system B1, which SAT model is used. And also, when we use a SAT model, B2 plus B3, we can provide a further improvement. And in overall, when you compare this result using SAT model and comparing with A1 without any adaptation techniques, we can provide overall around 30% relative improvement. Conclusion, we have studied a different types of CMLR and MLR adaptation techniques for the phonotactic language recognition. We have illustrate parallel acoustic model adaptation, and we found that variant-only MLR adaptation, which provide another phonotactic feature set, can provide complementary information to the one using mean-only MLR adaptation. And our ongoing work include to see the interaction with parallel phone recognizer front end, and also we will investigate more sophisticated adaptation technique. And that's all of my presentation. Thank you.
Questions?
So you only had 30 seconds per sample to do the adaptation estimation, right?
You mean 30 seconds of test data?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So when you estimated the MLLR transformations, did you do any smoothing?
Smoothing? No, I didn't do it. But in our experiment, we found that first T second is enough. But there will be problem if we test it on the 3 second or 10 second trial. Yeah, 30 second should be enough for okay, case. And in this moment, we also should to think about the smoothing problem, so that I talk about the more sophisticated method.
Yeah, typically, I think even 30 seconds might not be too much. You can do some smoothing by interpolating with a lower order matrix or a block diagonal matrix or...
Exactly. Yeah, but at least in this moment, in our preliminary study, we found that even using the simple, most convenient, conventional method, we can still get some improvement. But of course, you are right. We can do some more interpolation with some universal adaptation transform. Yeah.
Hi, I was wondering if you looked at your fusion results, if you looked at fusing with an acoustic system?
Sorry?
In your fusion results, have you looked at fusing the phonotactic system with an acoustic system?
You mean are you using phonotactic or acoustic or?
Well, I was wondering if you'd fused the system you have here with an acoustic system, like a GMM-based system?
Mm. Oh, you mean if I test the fusion with the acoustic system? No, I didn't test on it.
I'm just asking because I think you can see a huge gain in performance usually with the acoustic systems.
Yeah, and, sure. Yeah. But I didn't make the comparison, the test on it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any more questions? Okay. Thanks.